Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Wow, we've had a fun show, Bob. Always great when Shasta's here. And I always learn a few things about using balsamic vinegars and top-quality flavor-infused olive oils.
Flavor Flav.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. And she's a fancy girl, so let's talk about a little fancy fish.
Okay.
And this was this is a fish marinade that caught my eye. And I've been on a fish kick lately, I think hanging out with Dubisky. You know, he knows so much about fish that it's made me really start to explore all these different things that I never really spent a lot of time with.
Right.
And I think we should, because fish is so dang good. And a lot of people don't like it because the people that used to cook it for them just basically did a crappy job.
Right. Yep. And there is some technique. So what,
it was
what
crappy, Jappy.
What does fancy fish look like?
It looks like, well, again, love whitefish, and you can call whitefish from Superior or anywhere in the world. Everybody has a whitefish. So this takes a whitefish. It takes some paprika, cayenne, cumin, coriander,
ooh,
black pepper, pureed garlic, which sounds really good, pureed ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never done that to her before. And some turmeric. That's a turn right there. That's a game changer in my book. Mm-hmm. And then salt. And you mix all those together, and your fish should be in, you know, whatever you're going to cook it, grill it, bake it, saute, whatever. It should be in that shape. So you should have it cut into the pieces you want, right? Because if you have a cut on the edge, then your marinade's soaking in the sides. 45 minutes max on this. You put it in there. You throw it on the grill. And that's it.
Turmeric's going to give that a nice, beautiful golden color.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
One of those spices that takes over in a color profile.
You don't need much.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And I put it in my bread and butter pickles, and it's
right.
Cool looking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
But Job, you were going to talk to her about her locations. And before you do, I just want to say, if you haven't been into one of these stores, if you've never bought a good EVO in Balsamic, You're missing out on something that'll change your grilling game.
Well, you mentioned 9 years ago is when we met Shasta, and that was in their first store. And I was impressed by the knowledge of your team. And I know in today's job market, it's really difficult to keep people. But your team is experienced. They've been with you. And as you've grown your business and added more stores, you seem to find the right people that can help the layperson walk when you walk in to say, here's how you can do all this stuff, and you're always so great about recipes. But let's talk a little bit about the knowledge of your folks and then where you're located.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That's one of our number one goals, is to always strive for when you come in the store and you don't have any idea what you're looking for, we can just start that basic conversation. What do you like to cook? What are your eating habits? Are you on a special diet? And those are the types of questions that are really paramount in building our business and building that loyal customer base. So we really strive for that sort
sure.
of comment coming in.
Yep.
We started the first store in Rockford. We're in our 11th year in Rockford. And we have one in downtown Plymouth, which we're actually doing a grand reopening on Thursday.
Nice.
Is it bigger?
It's bigger, and it has a full kitchen.
That is a
beautiful
store.
Certified full kitchen, so we're really kicking out some cooking demos there.
Yeah, and if you're ever in the Detroit market, Plymouth would be a great
yes.
little segue, because it's a cool little town.
It's a really cool town. It's a very walkable, very friendly town. It's a town you and I can go live in. It's
right.
just a neat place. And then, of course, we have two stores downtown. One down the road from the studio on Monroe Center, and then one in the downtown market.
Right. And then you've got, is it fair to say you're opening another one, or plans are still
under
quiet?
Yeah, we're working on that,
yep, okay.
that whole deal yet.
That's fair.
So.
That's fair. I didn't want to let a cat out of the bag, but I know we've talked about it a little bit. But, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Shasta, thanks for making time to
Thank
join
you.
Us. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio with us. Get out there, create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, and we'll talk with you next week.
See you.